Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Soul Diving Sunday Show featuring transformational life coach Shelly Wizen and your hosts Lisa and Nancy. Welcome, everybody. Do you know that April is National Stress Awareness Month? Yes, we must be aware of our stress. It's a big deal. And in whatever we do in our lives, emotionally can affect us physically, and it can affect relationships, it can affect our work, and it can affect literally everything. Stress can lead to really bad habits as well, from food to alcohol to all kinds of things. So getting our stress in check is a good thing, and it does come from some different reasons. And of course, you know, it's time to talk. We're going to go soul diving. That's what we're going to do. It's Sunday, and Shelly Wizen is here. So Shelly, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you, Lisa. I'm getting better. I had a little cold there, but I'm good. So if I cough, please excuse me. Thank you.
All right. Well, listen, you know, I think everyone, I've had to do so many radio schedule changes, podcast recording schedule changes, because I think the whole country is going through that seasonal change, the allergies. I even got it too. I got, like, I went down with a sinus thing from all the pollen and everything. And I was like, I couldn't even see straight. I was like, what is going on? And then I took one little sinus pill, allergy pill, and I was like the wonky donkey. So I'm just saying, everybody take those if you want to have some
so
fun.
Funny. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm glad we're both on the mend. This is good.
Let's rock it. This so is stress is a big deal. I do know for a fact, you know, people are like, I'm so stressed out, I'm going to have that third glass of wine. That Dr. Jackie, our cardiologist on the shows, always says, ladies, no, 5 ounces a day is okay. I'm already getting all like, no, come on, let me have that other one. No. But it does lead to all these negative things for our lives. And when you start to de-stress and you forget what it's like to be de-stressed when you're stressed, you forget and you sometimes don't even realize how stressed out you are. And that's when you start going into burnout and nothing makes sense. And so I just want to ask you this before we go into all these reasons why and how we can help ourselves. What's the point of it all if we only live once, supposedly, even if we come back, you know, or reincarnate or whatever we all, everyone has different beliefs. I don't think it's worth it, is it?
What? What is
stressing
worth it?
Out? Like there's real stress, right? From real, there's like real situations, like in certain things that are life and death kind of stress, right?
Right. Well, if you're going to get into an accident, you have to kind
that's
of be aware of what's happening. And that's it. What happens is when we have a stress button, it kind of presses on the hormone of cortisol to come out and be secreted in the body, and adrenaline, so that we can be ready for danger. We're all wired for impending danger to save our lives. That, you know, many, you know, when we were primordial, it was, we were always looking behind our shoulder or looking around the bend if something was going to eat us. I mean, that was a real, you talk about real stress. Those are real stressors to get us ready to survive, to
if
be
you're
safe,
in the military in war, that's stress. And then you come home, then you have to deal with the, you know, post-traumatic stress, you know, that you
And
getting rid of the
right.
stress that you had from there. And then you're carrying that stress load, you know?
I think one of the first things is just to even be aware of the fact, like you mentioned at the beginning, that sometimes we're not even aware of how stressed out we really are until either our blood pressure goes high or something physical happens where we get sick or something manifests in order to say, okay, really, you need to pay attention to me right now. We're not in alignment here. You know, we're not feeling at peace. We're not feeling that yummy, delicious sense of well-being that I'd like to feel at every given moment that I possibly can while I'm alive, you know? And so when we're not feeling that, we expose ourselves to because we're negatively wired, so to speak, we're prone to hearing negative things from the outside, from the inside, and we tend to ruminate about those things. And then we tend to make up stories around those things, and whether those stories are true or not doesn't even matter to the ego, because the ego wants to be right. So it makes us these stories that give us even more stress, and then gives us a judgment and a reason to feel stressed, because we usually blame somebody else for our own stress. Does
Wow.
Any of that make sense?
Yeah. And that's where, you know, having those cues of, I mean, it's like compounding interest, right? And but on a
exactly
negative,
right.
It's like, okay,
right.
when you know you've done naughty stuff on your credit card, and then that interest starts to come. And
Right.
I mean, that's to me, look at credit card debt as stress debt, like to our bodies
right.
and our souls and
right.
our mind.
Right.
But then, like, now if you're doing the opposite and looking at yourself as a bank, and you're putting money in that has really good compound interest, now that's a positive, happy, joy. So that's what I look at, those two opposites, right?
Exactly.
You look at it money-wise, because we all know about money, and money is a huge stress. But sometimes when we talk about creating the stress, we tend to get ourselves in trouble, especially I come from a very unmaterialistic background of the way I was raised in Africa and stuff. And it's very minimalistic. And that doesn't mean we didn't buy books and music and stuff, like, you know, we've all had our moments, but there's sometimes I think a lot of our stress is for things that we've put ourselves into situations, like, did we really need two extra rooms in our house? Did we really need that? You know what I mean? So there's this financial stress that is created over unnecessary things in our lives. You know, I'm just going right in the money thing, because I think that's what people are really feeling right now across the country and around the world, quite frankly. Financially, that seems to be a driver of stress. Oh, I'm going to keep this really crappy job that I detest going to so I can pay for that second car. So all that's kind of self-made, isn't it, in a weird way?
It is. Well, so what happens in our modern world, being human, what happens is, because we're still wired for impending danger, and we're always on the lookout of, you know, what's going to hurt us, basically. So we've got our guard up pretty much a lot. And what happens is, it becomes not only a habit of thinking, but the chemicals that are secreted in the body are the same cortisol and adrenaline that still happened when we were cave people waiting for the big predator to eat us. We equate that same danger with made up stories about something, and or maybe we're interpreting our experience of that something. Maybe it's a job, and maybe our boss is an asshole. Or, you know, but it's, how do we take that? Do we integrate what, you know, the criticisms and the judgments and the low self-esteem comments that are thrown out by people, sometimes inadvertently? We don't even realize how damaging some of the things we say to others can be. I mean, and it started as children, when our parents said, "Oh, you know, you're just lazy. You're lazy, and you're not good enough, and you'll never amount to anything. I mean, look at you. Just look at you." And so the person starts to believe that. Well, if the parents are saying that, they're the gods. They're the ones who know, right? They're the ones who birthed us. They must know something I don't know. I must be a no good son of a gun.
Yeah.
So I'm just
going to
behave that way, because that's the expectation of who I am.
You know,
so
I want
so
folks
it's
to
like a self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm sorry.
No. I was just saying, I want people to know that you have a great article about this, and it's up on blendradioandtv.com. Just type in Shelley Stress. I don't think she wants you to type it in like that, but anyway, just to find it in the database. But also, it's linked in the show notes, so no matter where you're listening to this from, look in the show notes under the player, and you'll find the link to it. But you talk about this comparison and perfectionism. And I think that you mentioned that in the article about social media and these instant, the influencer world and the influencer thing. It's like, seriously, I remember Nancy and I were going through the Petrified Forest National Park in Arizona, and it's one of the most special places. And you've got these ancient petrified trees and the geology. It's just a spiritually special place, but just historically ancient history, dinosaurs and all kinds of good stuff, right? And they're now starting to charge influencers as though you're a TV company going in or a movie company, a filmmaker, which means you have to have millions of dollars of insurance to do it. And then Nancy and I know we work in that world of being in parks and doing all that. And I have to agree with them because we're there we were. We couldn't go down a road because this young lady decided her and her dude in their truck need to stop so she could photograph herself with a selfie and a cowboy hat on. Everybody must stop for her so she could get this photo of the amazing, hoodoos and everything in the background, but we must all stop. And we've become this very look at me kind of society. And I want to remind people doing this, people are doing this in parks across the country and falling down into the Grand Canyon, getting nailed by a bison, a buffalo bison. We're losing our senses a little bit, and it is, I mean, it, I when I was growing up, I was, how often do you look in the mirror? There's like, you're allowed to look in your mirror to look decent, make sure everything's, brushed and cleaned and whatever, but there's a line of looking at yourself. And so then people on social media see these images and it's like, oh, I don't want to post anything because I'm not as good as that person that was in that park with all this around them. Meantime, do they even bother to know the history and the geology and anything to do with the park? So they're missing the entire, everyone's missing the damn point. And then I get stressed out because I just get pissy about the whole darn thing. And it's
I
my
hear
choice to be
that. I
pissy.
hear that.
I'm gonna rant on
Yeah,
it.
you go,
But
girl. You be
this
as
is what I'm
pissy as
saying,
you
this
want.
stress. We're putting all these weird stressors on ourselves, and then they're stressing out people that needed to get through. Maybe they had a, thing to go to. So the stress of one person can be a ripple effect onto others.
Totally. Yeah. Well, when you're if you walk into a room and somebody's in a bad mood, you can feel it right
Oh,
away.
they
You
don't
can
even have
feel
to
when
say,
somebody's shut
yeah.
down. No, yeah. And then either we get in a bad mood because they're in a bad mood, and then we feel guilty for feeling happy because they're not. And it's like, then they go, well, who are you so special to feel happy? Why are you so, it's like, I'm like, you start feeling guilty about living a joyful life, that it's not okay to even use the words yummy, delicious. Like, what does that mean? How are you going to know when you reach the finish line that you're living a yummy, delicious life? How are you going to know that? I think it's by the way you feel.
I do too.
If you're feeling that sense of life, pouring through you, and you just feel blessed and grateful, and wow, my life has just been such a wondrous journey, then if this happens to be my last breath, I would be honored to be with you. I mean, because here we are in this moment of time. Who's to know anything? So that's what I'm referring to in this article as well, is that there's an illusion. We have an illusion that there's a control, that somebody or that we even have control over something, And the only thing that we really have control of is our awareness, our beliefs, our behavior. That's what we have control over, our awareness. Are we willing to be aware of how we think, how we feel, what we say, what we do. And are we willing to take responsibility for having all that stress? And then, I mean, the one thing that we all do on some level up until the time we don't is point the finger out at somebody else or something else for the way in which we feel. We've given away our power for our own sense of well-being and blame everything and everybody that we don't have it.
Are we going back to that remote control that you like to show?
Yeah. That is the remote control. It's the best symbol. It really lets you see that we give that remote control to somebody else, and then we get to blame them for not feeling the way we want to feel. So when we allow ourselves and we relinquish a sense of control and allow our awareness to guide us into every moment, that we are aware of feeling grateful, we're aware of feeling blessed, we're aware that, you know, my life is so full and that I feel so grateful to have family and friends and beautiful experiences, and that I get to explore all of this with you right here, right now, Lisa. I mean, to me, I love doing this. You know that.
Me too. I love it too. We all do.
And you love it too. Otherwise, exactly.
Yeah.
And so those of us who love to do it get to do it. And it just makes life even more yummy delicious, because now we get to play with somebody else who likes to do it.
Well, that's it. We all want to get in the same, you know, sandbox and have a good time, you know. So
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to ask the importance of having, you know, when stress comes, right, and how we may be oblivious to it. And, you know, loved ones will say, hey, whoa, you seem out of sorts, right? And can maybe even help you pinpoint or just listen so you can figure it out. Like Nancy's really good. She's like, you need to stop now. You need to take a break. And I'm like, no, I've got to do this because this. She goes, you're telling me you can't take 15 minutes to sit outside and look at the birds? Is that going to change everything? Well, wait. She's like, well, and she always goes, you know, you make the schedule. And then I'm like, do you have to be realistic here? Do you really have to be real? But it really does actually help to have, somebody else that can call me out. And sometimes we can argue about it. That's the truth too. But you know deep down, how far you're going to go with that when you know when someone's called you out. Like, and it's done in care, not in, I'm going to call you out to just be a cow. Oh, I like cows.
Right, exactly.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like when it comes to stress, it's important to have a network of people that are nurturing, but honest as well.
Totally. And sometimes we can't help being stressed out because we have a barrage of information coming at us all the time, even the lure of social media and scrolling. And I mean, sometimes I get lost in scrolling myself, but I say, well, look at how much you're learning about this and that in little sound bites, you know? And so I use that as a way of learning about life as well. But so I think what's important is for us not to actually judge what we actually choose to do with our time. And bring joy into whatever it is that you are doing and leave it at that. Because my sense is we each have our own soul's journey, and we have our own soul's desire of experiencing life through the particular human that we chose to live through. I mean, you know, everybody's so different. You're so unique. There's never and never will be another you ever in this whole entire existence.
That's right.
Only one you.
Exactly. And that's it. And there's only one of us. And I think be who you are, because there's only one of you. I think that's what, you know, you can't copy. Don't copy someone else. Be yourself. I think Janis Joplin said something like that too. With that, when you're saying that about bringing joy in, right? And joy, and it's really true, because what if you are in a crappy job that you really do now have, you may have made that choice of the second car that you may have needed then, but now you're like, damn, I don't need it, but I need to pay this off or whatever it is. And I'm just using this as an example, you know, and you don't like your job, but you're going to have to stay there. And we've talked about this on shows before. You may be doing things in time that you don't like, but you better find something to make it fun. Like, if you don't like your boss, like, just picture them, like, whenever they talk, as though they're talking like Gumby and Pokey or something, you know, like,
oh,
make
you
it
know, that's a
funny.
good one.
Yeah.
Well, I sometimes tell my clients to imagine that they're in a television show and that their boss is playing the role of this really bad asshole, you know, mean and this and that and that, and he's doing a really good job, and you actually separate yourself from that, and you just do your job in the way that you want to do it. Give yourself the praise, the validation, the acknowledgement that you so desire from your boss, and just give it to yourself and do the best job that you are meant to do there. I remember, here's a little story. I remember when my second marriage fell apart. And I had a daughter, and it was a very hard, hard, terrible, hard divorce. And I won't go into that part. However, before that, I was the owner of a marketing design company, right? First an advertising director at my young age, and then an owner of a marketing design company. We were international. We went to China. I mean, we designed the line of European duvet covers. It was just fabulous. I mean, my ego was so happy. It was so, so happy. And after this divorce, I lost everything. And I was needing to get a job. And I went to a temp agency, and because I could type pretty fast. And so I got offered a job as a secretary to the marketing director of a shopping mall near where I live. And I thought, secretary? At first I was humiliated. My ego was so down that I was humiliated. Now I went from being a designer, president, vice president of this company, of this international company, to being a secretary. And I really felt bad about myself at the moment. Then something changed in me. And then I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to go in there and I'm going to be the best damn secretary they ever saw, because I can do this with my eyes closed. And in
Smart.
3 days, I got a raise and finished the job they said would take 2 weeks. And then they offered me the job of marketing director. So you
See?
Never know. Bring joy into whatever you do. Make the best of what it is. Whatever intention you bring to the experience, doesn't have to know. It could just be about doing the best job that you could possibly do.
And
calling out
nothing
your best
stays
self.
The same. Yeah, and nothing stays
Right.
the same. You know that everything
Exactly.
is temporary. So in that way, you know, you think, oh, I'm going to be stuck with this forever. Isn't that part of stress too, that you feel absolutely? I mean, this can get really dark for some people who, you know, really do deal with anxiety and depression. Like certain stress things can just, it could be almost deadly, right? So it can go that far. I feel like if you just try to find that little bit of joy or humor or just something that's going to make your heart lighter, that gives you this freedom of understanding that yes, positive change exists.
Well, not only that, it gives you the experience.
Yeah,
it
it's
gives
power.
You a different experience because you're seeing it differently. You're using a different perspective. You're using a different lens from which to approach your experience. And when you change the lens from which you approach your experience, you get a different experience. And you get what it is that you put in there. And there's not an expectation of how it's going to turn out, because you're the one putting the energy in the way that you want to experience it. Mm. So if I'm putting joy into even this experience talking to you, which mm-hmm. I feel so excited about and feel so good about and love having these conversations with you, and I love, love, love the time, that's what I'm getting out of it.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, it's, you have fun. And if you're not having fun, like, you know, there's going to be moments that, I mean, you know, you may have to clean a toilet. That's just not fun, you know, but you can right. make jokes about it. I mean, I had a conversation with a friend recently.
Exactly.
We were talking yeah. about dark humor. And I said, well, some of the funniest people I know are in the hardest professions. You know, and mm-hmm. I know people, you know, mortuaries and things like that. And I love the humor because it's so, mm-hmm. you're not so, it's what you're not supposed to say and do, you know, but how could you not mm-hmm. work in a funeral home and not crack a joke? You know, mm-hmm. You have mm-hmm. to, and nurses have to, doctors have to, anybody that handles
Honey,
the real stuff.
You know why?
They have to.
You know why? You know why? Because we're all wired for humor as well. And
yeah.
we're human. And no matter what role we play in life, whatever role we do, whether it's in the medical field or healing field or sports field, we bring our humanity into the experience. We bring our humanness.
Mm-hmm.
And so every human has got the ability to laugh and the ability to smile and the ability to cry. And we're wired that way. So it would make sense then that we would bring humor to the end of life. I mean, my friend, God bless her, one of the most spiritual people I know, Toni, when she was dying, she would make up crack statements that we were all in hysterics. This is around her deathbed. I mean, who's to say when humor steps up to relieve emotional stress? Also,
it's important.
It's a way of getting in and relaxing the seriousness of something sometimes. You know, we have enough seriousness as it is. That's part of why we're so stressed out, because we take everything so seriously. Everything becomes the same intensity of seriousness, from going to the market to, you know, whatever.
How important is it to laugh at ourselves too, instead of like when you make a mistake? I see that. Like, it's like, to me, I've had to learn, just because I'm, you know, I'm a Virgo, perfectionist, annoyance. But I've had to learn, you screw up. I screw up things all the time, and I just go, I screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
What an idiot, but let's just get back on and fix it. And I laugh at it because it's like, it reminds me, like, there's, you know, however I strive to be, it's never going to mm-hmm. be that. And that's part of, and if it was, you wouldn't have a journey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have a
that's
life
right.
of lessons, or, you know, screwing that, up is right. part of life. And it's like, but take it with
that's
some
right.
humor so that you can move forward and be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing I think in stress, a lot of stress is people beat themselves up. I see that a lot
mm-hmm.
with people.
Yeah.
Wouldn't,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
no.
Because we have a propensity for the negative. We quickly judge ourselves harshly, even worse than we would a friend. Definitely, we wouldn't talk to somebody as a friend in the way that we talk to ourselves. We're the most unkind to ourselves sometimes.
Isn't that
and then,
sad?
And it was like we don't allow ourselves. It's the worthiness of being happy, like the permission that it's okay to have joy, and it's okay when the world seems like it's falling apart to be happy, or to have a sense of joy, or have a sense of well-being, even when the world is falling apart around us.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
And
so how else are we going to light up the world if we don't allow our light to be lit? We're constantly dimming it for the sake of whatever.
Yeah.
So much easier to dim it sometimes than it is to allow it to be lit.
I say we go for it.
So,
we don't have anything to
so
lose.
See, Right. We have everything to gain. We have more joy to gain is what we get to when we have a tendency of fighting for our limitations, and we'll give you every reason why we can't do something, an excuse and everything else, but fighting for our unlimitations, for our limitlessness, for our happiness quotient, for our joy factor quotient, for our yummy delicious, to fight for the right to have a yummy delicious life. Why don't we fight that hard? So we learn, we all learn different coping mechanisms, and to either keep stress at bay, or to keep our anxiety down, or to prevent us from being so overwhelmed, And sometimes we fall into unhealthy habits that turn into patterns that, again, the cortisol and adrenaline are running through our veins. So we think it's normal. We don't do anything because we think it's normal. We just feel that way. It's comfortable. It's familiar. Getting out of it is unfamiliar.
Oh,
That's
I know
where
that when
trust
I
comes
do
in.
things like doing my walking and stuff like that, my body changes. My positivity comes back through exercise and, which I need to get back on. I'm glad we're doing this call. It's like a good inspiration, but it's true because, and it's almost like, I think we've talked about this on the show before, is like, as soon as you do something for for you, not only does your physical body know, even like when you go to the dentist, your body goes, thank you, you're actually doing something for once. Get on with it. Do it. And it, as soon as you start, caring for yourself, and I know a lot of friends who've gone through a lot of medical things in life and, deathbed kind of things and Baghdad, it's like, but they said it changed their life. They became living more by almost dying. And as soon as they started to really work with their body to heal, it was this whole other platform of life. This was this whole other, you don't take things for granted as much, and you really understand like how your body works, and you start to just have this joy about like, hey, even just eating a peach for someone was a big deal, because they couldn't before or something, just all these things that we can take for granted, but all of that shelves up to some stress somewhere. But I just kind of go down to the basics of things. But your body, whenever you do something good for it, like when you eat a healthy meal, it goes, thank you. Like you can feel your body come
You're
back to
right.
life, really. You
Yep,
can
so
literally
true.
feel it saying, okay, I know you're trying. I'm with you. And you've got to almost work with your body as a team, not just the physical body, the soul, the mind, right? It's all together
That's
because
right.
if you're healthy, you feel more joy, right? Inside.
And if you have a healthy relationship between your soul and your human, then it helps you to navigate the human experience and helps you to kind of be more in touch with the kindness and with compassion and with care and with tenderness and gentleness and love and joy and all of those yummy, delicious things that I would love to make in my soup. I want to put those ingredients in my soup.
And also when you give to others, you feel more joy, and then it takes stress off too by
That's
just
right.
giving,
That's right.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Very good. We're always having good
Good
conversations,
one.
Michelle.
I know.
I
I
love
love that.
this.
You take them in such good, very important places. So thank you, Lisa, for
No,
being who
well,
you
thank
are and your
you.
mom and bringing all of this kind of info to the fold.
Yeah, I think people,
Being
we
human.
do get stressed out, and being stressed out is human and a normal thing. But, when people really overstress, I see it. I can literally see, that's why, we have to be aware of what's going on in the world. And the world is a very stressful, crazy place right now with everything that's going on. There's some real, real grief
Real.
for real, real, real. I mean, it's real, but you can also take it in doses. You don't need to, we talk about, put your head in the sand, but you don't need to do that. But don't be over consumed by it if you don't need to be. There's families involved in places that are really dealing with it, but You don't, unless you're going to really, the only way to get through grief is to take action and to keep working through it. I think, I don't know. I don't think you can just sit there and that's miserable. You have to do something.
Yeah. Well, for me, what I love helping my clients go from where they feel so unjoyful and stuck and want to be and feel joyful and the stressors not to linger in that gap from where you are to where you want to be for too long. So if you're stressed out, it's okay to feel it because you're wired to feel it. So if we deny it, that too isn't necessarily good. But to understand it and not let ourselves dwell in there for a long time. It's stay there for a long time. I used to stay in feeling depressed and sad and unworthy for a long period of time until I shortened up the gap time with that. Not to say I don't ever feel those things, because I think being human, we do entertain those thoughts. But maybe it's just a thought like a cloud in the sky, but not a, you know, blanket that you're covering yourself with for years and years.
The stressor thing can be just because that, again, going back to beating yourself up or not figuring out what your next step is in life or going through change, going through anything. I mean, going through divorce, like you were talking about, that's a hell of a stressor.
Yeah,
any kind of
course.
Change
Moving,
that,
yeah.
Oh, all of that. I mean, it can upset the
all
apple cart, basically, right? So it's,
totally. Yeah.
And you're allowed to not be happy about it. I think.
Yeah. We're human.
Isn't it?
We're going to feel all of those things. When we just allow ourselves to have those emotions and allow them to be okay as part of our human experience, then we don't get stuck on anyone judgment of those things.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to feel something, it's another thing to judge the feeling or the feeling it in the first place with the thought of, you know, judge the thought of the thought of the feeling. And we get
Very.
stuck there too.
Yeah. I don't want to be stuck. I want to be
No.
free. I want to run through
Yeah.
flowers. You know, it's spring.
Yeah.
We should be out rolling around
go.
In the daisies. It is.
There you
Daisies
go.
are the flower of the month. You know, it's the birth
There you
flower.
go. Beautiful.
Yep. And they open their heads, and that's why they, and then they close their heads at night, and they go, I'm up and I'm ready for the sunshine for the day. And that's how I would like to be. I'd be like, wake up,
there you
bring
go.
the sunshine to me. I'm going to turn my head up. I'm going to embrace
Right.
it. You
There
know?
You go. I love that. I love
Ooh,
that.
that's a good way to
Beautiful.
close it. Everyone find your
Yeah, it
daisy.
is a good way to close it. Yeah, find your daisy.
I like
Yeah.
it. I like it. And
Yeah.
transformation. That's what Shelly
Yes.
does with her clients,
Yes.
is she helps clients change their lives, transform into the next step
Yeah.
of, you know, the there's
Of
so
their
many
evolution.
possibilities. Yeah,
Yeah.
evolution.
Yeah.
Yep. I love
Of
it.
their
I love it.
evolution. Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone,
Helping people to.
ShellyWisdom.com is the website, and her link to our articles in the show notes. And I hope you read it. It's
Thank
very,
you.
gets to the point. You always do make us think and give us some take action notes, which I love. You get
Good.
us to think and then
Wonderful.
go, okay, what am I going to do? You know, now I know, what am I going to do? You know, so you always give us
Wonderful.
some help. So thank you so much, Shelly, and happy spring.
Oh, thank you so much to you too, and have a wonderful spring yourself.
Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio's Soul Diving Sunday Show featuring transformational life coach Shelly Wizen. Follow Shelly at ShellyWizen.com. Follow us at BigBlendRadio.com.